We've talked a number of times the din hashava of a shoel or a shomer. And of a goslin. They're similar and they're different. Just want to present the following shaila and combination of tonight as assembly nether. Next week, want to organize. I'm driving a car and someone scratches the side of the car. It's a simple repair, just paint it over. Then someone steals the car, a goslin, or maybe a shoyl borrows the car, maybe a shomer I gave it over to, and he leaves it out in the snow. By the time everything's finished, it's very rusted. It doesn't become a major repair. Who's chayef? How much you chayef? Now, hashava, I can hand the car back. And if everything, and if by handing the car back, the person gets the car back. A gazan is a halacha. According to most Rishonim, with exception of the Rambam, that I hand the car back. Say, Harish Shechol of Anecha, it's your car. Al Chayef. Shoel, Shomer. So let's see. I have to understand the Chiyav HaShov of a Shomer, the Chiyav HaShov of a Shoel, and the Chiyav HaShov of a Goslin, and see if they're similar. Sorry, it's my phone ringing. It's in the socket. Okay, now, let's begin with the Gemara and Sanhedrin, Defiant Base. Don't worry about it. Relax. Whoever is, wait a while. They're not offering me $100 million, don't worry. Moran Sanhedrin has the following. It says, Habob Machteres. Habob Machteres, I steal into someone's house at night. And while I'm there, Shova Sachovis. And while I'm there, I do damage. Yeshto Dom Chayev, Imelo Dom Potter. So breaking into someone's house, under certain circumstances, he can kill me. Certain circumstances, he can't kill me. Or it says, if it's mutav him to kill him, so he's potter from the damage he does in the house. Why? Because Aloha Kamalevim Rabinei. Kamalevim Rabinei says, let's say I do two averis simultaneously, doing two averis simultaneously, and one is Chayav Misa. One is Chayav Mamon. I don't pay Mamon. If I shoot someone and kill him, and he's wearing an expensive shirt, and the shirt gets all bloody, I don't have to pay for the shirt. It's Kamalevim Rabinei. Here, Aloch is that breaking into the house, I'm Chayav Misa, he can kill me. And therefore, I'm potter for any damage I do during the period of time that he's allowed to kill me. Okay, I'm a Rav. Habob Machteres, break in someone's house, not al Kalim, and he takes something over Yotze potter. But why? My time, Vedom Koninu. Because I did the Gzela at the time. I was Chayiv Misa, person could have killed me. And therefore, Komrei B'Marmini. It doesn't. Now, Omer Rava. Rava says, Mistarba Milsa de Rav Bishashibir. If he broke the Kalim, what is Rav saying? Rav saying the two separate chiyuvim that the Gazan has. He has a chiyuv hashova to give it back, and his chiyuv tashlumim if he can't give it back. So the din of Kom Levi Ravine applies only to chiyuv tashlumim, not the chiyuv hashova. So, and according to Rav, it cancels out the chiyuv hashova. And the moment I cancel out the chiyuv hashova, I can end up keeping it. I'm calling it. What'll be if an onus happens? So he says like this. If a ganav is chayev an onsen, the chayev is chayev an onsen, alma b'shusik kama. That means his kenyan is a full kenyan, and it's just that he has to give it back. So therefore, if that's not halacha, that his kenyan is the full kenyan, but interfering with the kenyan is the chiyav hashava, and that's the reason for the chiyav onsen of a ganav. So, Almo b'shusikayma, Chanai b'shusikayma. So, therefore, the Kom Levi Ravine cancels out the Chiyuv Hashava. No, it's not true. Yekim Nerachmona b'shusay, the Torah says it's in his Rishus Lenin Onsen, only for the purpose of Onsen. Avalin Yemikne b'shusay de Morai hu kayma. But, in terms of Kinyonim, it's not that the Kenyan is there, he made a Kenyan, and you undo the Kenyan by Yechiv HaShavah. No. It's in his Rishus as far as Onsen go, as far as other things go. But it's not in his Rishus to make a Kenyan. So it's somebody else's property, he has to give it back. Midi Dehave Ashoel. It's the Ganav has a similar halacha as the Shoel. So, how does Rashi say? Now, the reason I introduce this is telling us there's a tremendous overlap between the din hashava of a ganav and the din hashava of a shoel. And Mistar b'milsa d'rav, the porter b'shishiber, bein achshov, bein achazman. The Tashlum of the day, lo matzino lechiyuv ha'ibamokom misa. I will not allow. Mr. Abraham Milsa, the Rav, Rav's at the potter, but caven, since they exist, it's not chiyuv tishlumim. He's just holding on to somebody else's property. Veshvuam ha'rav, the potter, afilu isna, v'taim ha'dahoch, v'taim ha'mehoch. What's the reason? He says, since we say afilu nansu mishabol yeshuso chayv lahachzid meim almo miyim pikod n'havigabai, he's not holding on to someone's property. Elo amrina, they are his. He has to give it back. In the meantime, we view it as if it belonged to the ganav. Gemara says lohi, that's not true. It doesn't belong to the ganav. You can't prove from chiyav onsen that it belongs to the ganav. No. It belongs to the Nignav, to the Nigzal. Maskana de Milsa, the Rava who, Velohi. I'm a star with time of the Rava. The Avogav, the Hecha, the Yeshlo Dom, Chayvim Beachriyuso. Lav Kinyan He. It's not a Kinyan, Leos Kishar Nechosef. That means it's in his Rishus, the Gazan's Rishus, only for the purpose of Chiyamans. Midi dehava la shoel. But that's exactly what a shoel is. Lomotzi, he says, Avalinia miknila, im kayam hem etzlo. Ooh, hoya bola akfu lomet. He says, no. Logora gazan mishoel. The mishum de kol hanor shalom. Now we have a cloud. Why is a shoel chayiv an onsen? Because kol hanor shalom. He gets the total benefit. We're going to have to explain this in a little deeper way. Because L'chore, what is the halacha? That we know that it's Chayv Monson, it's learned out from a Pasuk, and the Gemara gives an explanation, because Kol Hanor Shalo, he gets everything, he gets to use it, and he doesn't have to pay. It's a win-win deal. The problem with that is not so simple. Because every shoel is also what? A shomer. And a lot of people are bothered. Oh, it's kohan. It's every shoel is also a shomer. So therefore, he's doing something. He's working for the owner. So the owner is getting something back that he's work. Okay. But at this point, that will be addressed in the immediate future. He says, Kol hanor shelo, and he's chayav onson. Merachmon b'shus lishlumay imnanas. Kol kamed kaimi, as long as it exists, it goes back. So, tu honami kol hanor shelo umachayav lishlumay. Tells me an amazing idea. Rashi, at least the way Rashi learns the Gemara. Why is the Gazan Chayav and Onsen? He gets to use it and he doesn't have to pay for the use. It's Gemara Baba Kama Daf Tzadei Zayin. Gemara Baba Kama Daf Tzadei Zayin says, let's say I steal someone's boat and I drive around him for a month. I give it back to him. Do I have to pay for the usage or I don't have to pay for the usage? Whereas there's a difference between a boat and an eved. If I steal the boat, I drive around in it, and there's no damage to it, I don't pay for it. I steal an eved, I do. And the Gemara explains, and the Shach, in Shulchan Aruch, explains more completely, but it's basically the Gemara, that every gazlin, part of his kinyone gzela are kinyone tashmish. And since he gets the Shusei Tashmish of it, the rights to use it, so therefore, when he uses it, it's as if he's using his own. Still an Eved, then no Kinyon Egnev in an Eved. No Kinyon Egnev in an Eved, so I'm using somebody else's Eved, so I have to pay for it. Okay, so how does Rashi explain? He says, the Chiv Onsen of a Gazlan, and the Chiv Onsen of a Shoel are the same. You get Shusei Tashmish. You don't have to pay for those Shusei Tashmish. And once you get Shusei Tashmish without having to pay for the Shusei Tashmish, you're Chayv and Onsen. It's the same. Obviously, the Shoel has to give it back at the end. All he gets, what the Gemara is saying, all the Gazlan gets is Chiv Tashmish. He does not, even if when he doesn't have to pay, it's somebody else's property that he has to give back. That's the Gemara here, Dafayim Beis. Okay. That's one Gemara. But it's given us a certain insight into what a shoel is all about. Free kinyan etashmish is enough of a kinyan to say, it's in my rishus, I owe it back to you, and I owe enough. Shus etashmish, that's just see how the Rambam describes what Shusei Tashmish are. Rambam Perek Aleph Hilchos Shaila Pikadon. Hashoel Haloche Hei. Hashoel Mechavero Keli O Behema. I borrow a Keli or Behema Stam. Hamash No Machziro B'Cholei Shiyirtze. The person can ask for back any time. Shalol Isman Kotzev. Let's say I lent it to the person for 30 days. A certain amount of time. Kevin Shemashach v'zochabo, he did a kinyan meshicha, and he's zocha in. He said, "Ain habayim v'chol hachziro matachas shor." The owner can't say, "Give it back," until the afilu meitz hashoel. The shoel died. The yorshim can use it. V'dinhu, it's very logical. He says, and he's going to explain what this is about. Halokeach kona haguf kinyan olam b'dom. If I buy an object, I get the guf hadofer. I own the object forever. I paid for it. Makabel matana, and if I got a present, I'm going to the goof forever without paying for it. Hasocher, and if I rent something, kona haguf leperosov, I get the peros, which means the usage of it for a certain amount of time because I pay for it. And the shoel, what does he do? He's kona the goof hadova leperos. It's as if I own part of the object. What do I own in the object? The rights to use the object. It's part of my ownership. That's a part ownership that I own this sefer. What does that mean? I have a right to use it. If I give it to you, I lend it to you, you make a kinyan on, now those rights to use it that belong to the owner, he gives up. He loses his rights to use it. The shoel, the socher, becomes a part owner of it. Legabe that. And therefore, once he's the part owner, that ownership is there until the end of the owner, until the X amount of time, until it's finished. So, and this is the same thing as a goslin. He gets chusei tashrish, the rights to use it. He didn't pay for it. Neither one paid for it. And therefore, when you get rights to use it, chusei tashrish, without paying for it, Rashi says, Chai Vonsen. So says Rashi and Sanhedrin Daf Ayin Beis. Okay. Now, there is a Gemara in Bava Kamma, Daf Yud Aleph. An important Tosfos says like this. Amar Shmuel. Now, the Gemara previously had talked about that if I dig a bore and your shore falls into my bore, so I have to pay. Okay, now who has to have the headache of getting the shore out of the bore? That is the Baal HaBor, for some reason which we'll see. It was Omar Shmuel. Shmuel, Ein Shomim Lo Leganev Lo Legaslan. If I steal a shore, if I steal something, and some, let's say, I steal your car, and the car is in a crash, and it's totaled, you don't evaluate how much it is, you pay for the full value of the car. That's Enshon. And who keeps the car? The Gan of the Gazan keeps the car. Avalanazikin. But if I drive into your car and I destroy your car, so what do I pay? I look at how much the damaged car is still worth. You can sell it off for parts, whatever you do. But the original car, you pay the balance. Now, the Ani Omer says Shmuel af l'shoel, that a shoel pays the balance. The Abba Modeli, Odil Mohorikom, Vani Omer af l'shoel, and Shom of Abba Modeli. Okay, the question the Gemara has is as follows. What about if I'm a shoel, Chayiv Anonson, Shomin or Ein Shomin? You look at what the damaged thing is, and you pay the difference, or you paid for the whole thing. War goes back and forth. The Hilchasa Ein Shomim Lo Laganev Lo Lagazlan Avala Shoel Shomim. For Shoel it is. So Tosa says, what was the Gemara Suffolk? What was the Gemara Suffolk? Where had a Suffolk? Perish HaKuntris Ein Shomim HaNevela V'Hashvarim. He says, Yerushalmi says, Minayin shein shomim lo lagana v'lo lagasin. Amar Abba b'amem, l'chayim shnayim Yerushalmim v'lo meisim. Hagneva gzele minayim. So what is it? So if anyone by chance happened to have gone through the Ramban in this week's Parsha, the Ramban in this week's Parsha says an amazing thing. If I dig And if I dig a bore and your shore falls in, what do I owe you? I owe you back a shore. The post says shore tach a shore. So how do I pay you? With a nevela plus. Nevela is part of the payment, and I pay the balance. Because I owe you to replace the shore. So Tosis begins and says, if I steal your car and the car gets totaled, can I say, fine, I'm going to pay you with the damaged car plus the balance? So I says, no, in Gnevi you have to pay with full things, not broken things. Okay. Behindu Taima. So now Tosa says, what's this Xerus cause of telling me? It's a little different than the Ramban. He says, the Ganav Gazan, Konu Miyad, Koshotziu Mishus Bailam. They make a Kenyan when they take it away from the owner. Mazik, Longas Chayev, El Kamoshi Hizik. But the Mazik here, he's different than the Ramban. Ramban understands a mazik is chayiv to replace the object, and he's just using the damage as part of it. He says, no, a mazik is chayiv for the balance. Previously, your car was worth 100,000 shekel. Now your car is worth 20,000 shekel. So what's your damage? 80,000 shekel. That's what I owe. A ganav gazan has to give back the object. And he says, but they did a maisa kinyan. Since they did a maisa kinyan on it, so now they have to reverse that maisa kinyan. But they can't reverse the maisa kinyan, so they have to pay the whole thing. The manda amar of shoel says what? Cave in the Chayav Ba'onsen Nimtzu Shekano Omisho Shehutziu Miyara Bailim. Ba'adomu Hunenis Chayav Kamogana V'gazla. If you take Tosis here on his face, what does Tosis says as follows? What is your Shoal Chayav? For damages? Or to return the object? He says, that's the Gemara's question. What is a Shoal Chayav? Now, see very carefully. Tosfos is talking davka about Shoel. He's not talking about a Shomachinim or a Shomasocha. No. Because he says, since the Shoel's Chayiv and Onsen, what does a Shoel's Chayiv and Onsen mean? I took it, I have Kinyonim on it, I have to give it back, and if I can't give it back the way I got it, or similar to the way I got it somehow, then I have to pay for you, because I have to undo my original Maisa Kinyan. I can't undo my original Maisa Kinyan. That was one mandama. The other mandama, he says it's like Nezikin. Nezikin, you pay for damages. So a shoal pay, and what's the maskon of the Gemara according to Tosas? That a shoal pays for damages. Different than a ganav gazan. Wait, so now, all of a sudden, what we saw previously in the Gemara in Sanhedrin, where the Gemara seems to, according to Rashi L'chol HaPachos, the Gemara seems to equate Ganav Gazlan with the Shoel, Tosis, according to the Gemara, seems to distinguish between the two. Now, the Tosis and Baba Kama and Vavam and Beis. There is a general halacha. Ramban states it. It has many applications. If I end up holding on to your object, I become a shomer. For instance, I don't know how in my shiur we discuss the sugya of sarsor. It goes like this. There's a man who owned a cow. A shore. And there were someone who was apotropos, he was over Yisomim, and there was a sarsor, a middle person. And he arranged for a sale from the owner of the cow to the apotropos on behalf of the Yesoma. They bought the cow. It turns out the cow had no teeth. Had no teeth. And what did this apotropos do? He gave it to a rower, to a shepherd, who put it with his cows. Oh, there's a whole sugya there. Now, of course, they thought it had teeth, but a cow without teeth ends up with all the other cows starved to death. Now, who's chayef? What comes out? That's a whole sugya of shomer shemosel shomer. What comes out, any of those who saw the sugya, you know, there's a halacha of mekach tos. Let's say a simple case. You sold me a cow, and I want to fatten it up to shecht it someday. Turns out it has no teeth, and it's not what I bought. It was a mekach tos. Until I give it back, the halach is, I'm a shomer. It's not, I call you up, I say, it's a mistake. The cow has no teeth, or whatever, mekach tos. I go to the store, I buy five pounds of apples, I bring it home, I look inside the bag, it's 5 pounds of oranges. So it's not a mekach, I give it back. What happened, who is responsible in the interim till it goes back? So the halach is, he's a shomer. Why? Because he's holding on to someone's object, holding on to some object, he gave it to him. Everyone did everything in good conscience. There was a mistake. So until I give it back, this is the klal the Ramban has. Ramban, long, long Mulchamas, beginning of the fourth parak of Bava Kamma. You're holding on to someone's object, and everyone did it in good faith. You end up, the Torah imposes on you Shmira. That's the klal the Ramban has. Most people seem to agree with it. It applies to Mekach Tos. It applies Tosis B'Metzia Daf Tzadif Ovam Ebeis. Applies it to a Lokeach Lisman. Let's say I say, listen, I want to buy this object for you for a month. It'll be totally mine for a month. And then it'll be Be'yoz again. Lokeach Lisman. Tosis Tzadif Ovam Ebeis says, that's fine. But in the meantime, you're a Shomer too. That means, let's say you own it, and you don't take care of it. Something happens to it. So you're a shomer too. Why? You take someone's object, you hold on to it, you're a shomer. Now the question, does this apply to a goslin or this doesn't apply to a goslin? Is every goslin also a shomer? Every goslin is not also a shomer. And then we'll get into another thing. A shomer who steals, he becomes a goslin. Does that mavatul l'shmirah? That doesn't mavatul l'shmirah. What happens? So there's a tosis. Tosis talking about the following situation. I steal your animal. So the owner of the animal is chayef shmiras nezikin. He has to make sure the animal doesn't go and doesn't damage. Gemara says, pshita, kevin dafkuhu, since he took the god of, what happens, the god of steals an animal? He took it from the owner's kaimule b'shusayhu. It is in his rishus. Ikum meshicha v'shini rishus davikknuya l'chol mili. Now those l'chol mili, for all purposes, is a very tricky thing. What does it mean? So if you take a look, for instance, in the Rashba, it says, kaimule b'shusay afilu l'onsen. You did a kenyan, you have kenyane. Kinyone Gneva, those Kinyone Gneva, it means it's in your Rishus, and that includes among the parts, the Kinyonim you get, it's in your Rishus for the purpose of making sure it doesn't go on damage. So Tosa says, okay. How do we know this? Where's it coming from? He says, how'd the Gemara know it? Gemara says, don't say it learned it from a Shomer. Because there's a brisa that says, Mishnah says, Arba Nichtu, if I give an animal over to a shomer, he's chayav and shmiras nezikim. Ki heyed, lekel amema, don't say ki heyed the mosul l'shomer, Chinam v'ashoel nichnasu tachas habayla. Who are in Gaza? The Dilma Shomer who dem chayim, of a Gazan lo. A Gazan is not chayim. Maybe Shomer's chayim a Gazan. Why? Vatzinu dvarim shashomer chayim a Gazan potter. Tos is now setting down a klal. We're going to have to see if everyone agrees with this klal. A Gazan is not a Shomer. Because there's certain things that a Gazan, a Shomer's chayim on, a Gazan is not chayim for. Let's say I steal, I have a 10 pounds, a big bag, 10 pounds worth of apples. And part of the apples get rotten, but most of the apples are all right. I can hand it back and say, Hari Shechol Afanecha, I'm a Gazan. I'm a shomer, according to what Tosa says. What does a shomer have to do? Shomer has to pay for damages. And just like a shol has to pay for them. So the fact that out of 100 apples, let's say, 3 or 4 got rotten, so he has to pay for it as a shomer. If he didn't take care of it properly, he didn't refrigerate it properly, he didn't take care of it properly, he has to pay for the 3 or 4 rotten apples. So you see, says Tosis, from this I want to conclude that a Gazlan is not a Shomer. So, this is Tosis the Klal. A Gazlan is not a Shomer. So, going back, not that Tosis disagrees with the Ramban's Klal, that the moment I'm holding on to someone's object, that itself is Mechayev Mi B'Shmira. No. He says, but apparently, Gazlan is different. Gazlan's the halacha that a Gazlan says, "Kol ha-gazlanim mishalmim kishas ha-gzela." I took it out. The moment I hand it back to you and I say, "Harish shalchol afanecha," if it is not a shinoi with which I'm koneh, let's say in the case of I steal your car and it gets totaled, so then it is. So that's a shinoi. And the Gazlan is Kona, the damaged car. It's his. But he has to pay for the whole thing. When he can be Mekayim HaShova, he's Mekayim HaShova. The moment it's not enough of a change to be a Shinu that he's Kona, he just hands it back. But then Tosis continues. The Gazlan Omelo Hare Shechol Afanech. Part of them became rotten. I had to watch it. I was a posheya. 4 or 5 apples got rotten. So I have to pay for those 4 or 5 apples. They got rotten. So there's no reason that it should be like a ganav. Now, what has Tosis told us previously? Tosis has told us previously in Yud Aleph, a shomer and a shoel achaya for damages. But it's not a kenyan. He says shomer. Afilu Shoel, but listen to exactly what he says here. Afilu Shoel. The Kaimelon Af Shoel Shomim, Kidrav Kahana Varavas. Vein Loma, the Machaivil, if you change your home, the Kaimbo, Mrs. Hashova, the Mishthalim. Then he goes on to the Sukkot. So what is Tosis telling us? Tosis is telling he's going back. What is the Machlokas? Baba Kama Yud Aleph, Aleph, if Shoel Shomer or not, is he chayav for damages or is he hashova? If he's chayav for hashova, he says, She'ein hashomer kona b'shinui. If he's chayav for hashova, he's going to end up being kona b'shinui. Tosis black and white. So now Tosis explains to us a very deep idea. Zechiyav HaShova. I did a Kenyan to be called at Bishinoi. To be called, Gazan did a Kenyan. And he's going to be called it. If he can't be Makayim Hashova because it's a different object, it's not an automobile, it's a smashed automobile. So the moment I can't be Makayim Hashova, I'm calling it Bishinoi, says Tosfos. A Shoel, why is a Shoel Chayev? Says Tosfos. Because Chiyav Hashova. If then, let's say I can't be Makayim Chiyav Hashova, I borrowed your car, and now it's just a smashed up car, it's not a car anymore, it's a bunch of twisted metal. So then, Tosa says, I'm going to end up being cone of the car, the show will be cone of the car, Bishinoi. So says Tosa. He says, but we don't paskin that way. So what is he doing? He's saying there are two reasons. It's clear to him a Shomer is chayav for damages. That was never a question. Shomer is chayav for damages. If you lose money as a result of my pshia, I have to pay. That's not a question. But what about a shoel? That's the Gemara's question. A shoel like a gaz and the chayav hashava, or a shoel is just chayav for damages and we paskin damages. Okay. Obviously, this is going to create a tremendous headache. This Tosfos is how he's going to understand the Sugyan Sanhedrin that we talked about. Because the Maskana is that a Shoel is very different than a Gaza. The Gemara and Sanhedrin seem to equate a Shoel and a Gaza. And Tosfos here says that equation is only according to certain Amarayim, not according to certain other Amarayim, and we paskin, there's no equation. So we have to go back and understand. Before we do that, so Tosfos has made a very clear point. A Gazlan is not a Shomer, he's not Chayav for Pshia. Okay. So there's the general call, if I have your object under my control, I automatically become a Shomer? So the answer is, yeah, but it depends. There's one case not, a Gazlan. Because a Gazlan's chiyuv, if I'm, let's say, Mekach Toos, so in a Mekach Toos, yeah, I ended up holding on to your object. A Shomer Aveda ended up holding on to an object. A Mekach Toos ended up holding on to an object. A Kinyan Asman, all of these cases. You ended up holding on to someone's object, you automatically become a shomer. Okay. That Tosfos, but Tosfos says, and a Gazlan, since it's halacha of a Heshev Sakzeli, which is a whole different type of responsibility, that, and there's a Chiyav Onsen on it, somehow that blocks out Shmira. It could be, could very well be, there's a stira between Gzela and Shmira. Why does the Gemara daf kuf yud ches amud beis? Let's say I'm a shomer, and I decide, okay, you give me your wallet, and it's full of money. You trust me, I'm a shomer on it. I see a 200 shekel bill, I take the and I see a lot of money. I say, okay, I'm taking a 200 shekel bill out of your wallet, and I'm putting it in my wallet. So I'm a shomer who steals. What's my chiyuv? So the Gemara says as follows. It's Shomer Shugonav. It's Machlokas, Rabbi Shmuel, and Rabbi Kiva. Rabbi Kiva says it's bottle. Kufir Chasam. That means, what is the Shomer supposed to do? He's supposed to hold on to it for the owner. In the moment he doesn't hold on to it for the owner, mavata the shmira. So now, what does he say? No, then he has pangs of conscience. What does he do? He decides he's going to take that 200 shekel bill and put it back in the Rebbe Kiva says nothing doing. Your shmira is finished. You're a gazlan. You have to make sure it gets back. Because there's a stira between the two. The moment you did the opposite of what a shomer is supposed to do, what's a shomer supposed to do? Hold on to it for the owner. What is a ganav doing? He's taking it away from the owner. So you mevatel the whole shmira. Now you're a ganav. You can't become a shomer again. Has to get back to the Bible. That's where we keep it. So it could very well be that in a chanami, if I'm holding on to someone's object, I become a shomer. Except the goslin is just acting against shmira. So because he's acting against shmira, he never becomes a shomer, and that could possibly be the hesber in Tosis. Okay. Now we get to, but we're going to see a lot of Rishonim disagree with Tosis, and it plays out in a whole bunch of different areas. Question goes as follows. There's a Gemara in Baba Kama, Daf Samachay Omer Aleph, and a Gemara in Baba Tzia, Daf Mem Gimel Omer Aleph. Some of you have seen it, some of you haven't seen it, but it's a very straightforward Gemara. I steal a barrel of wine. Mara says, it's when I steal it, it's worth 4 zuz. But then the price drops, goes down to 1 zuz. And then something happens to it. So, kol ha-gazlonim mishalmim kishas ha-gzela. What was it worth at the shas ha-gzela? 4. What happens if it was worth 1 and goes up to 4? Pay 1. Kol ha-gazlonim mishalmim kishas ha-gzela. Why? Because every goslin, what is he? The moment I steal it, I'm chayiv object of money. So the moment let's say it was worth 1, and the moment I steal it, I'm chayiv give that barrel of wine back or pay him 1 zuz. What happens later on, my chiv moment was already set the moment I stole the object. That's one clear halacha. Halacha that bothered Rishonim, Achronim to no end is in the Gemara as well. What about a shomer? How does he pay? I'm a shomer. I'm a shoel. I'm a shomer. One Rishon who addresses it very, very clearly is the Rashba. Rashba, the Tshuva, Chelik Beis, Simin Shin Lamed Beis, says, there's a Gemara. We discussed the Gemara before. There's a Gemara in Ksubis, there's a Gemara in Baba Kama. Mishas Onsen or Mishas Shvura Meis. Let's say, I'm a shoel, and I have property that belongs to me when I become a shoel. Then I sell the property. And then later on, something happens to the object. So, when is the Sheba Nechasim Chal? Shiva Nechasim is Chal from Mishas Mashicha, or Mishas Pshia, or Mishas, something happens to the object. The Gemara is talking about Shiva Nechasim. So the Gemara has 2 days. One is Mishas Mashicha, and one is Mishas Shvura Mesa. Okay. Says the Ramban, on Daf Tzadei Zayin, he's talking about one thing. The Rashba says right here, applying the Ramban's logic on that. He says, I'll tell you. The man Dama who says Mishas Mashicha, what does he say? The Chiyav Mamon of a Shoel is Chal, the moment he made the Kenyan. And if so, he's just like a Ganav. The moment he made that Mashicha, what's his chiyuv? Give it back or pay. How much? Whatever the value is. When is the Shiva Nechasim exactly? At that point, says the Rashba. On the other hand, if the chiyuv, the Shiva Nechasim is chal, Mishas Shvura Mesa, when something happens to the object, so then everything changes. That means when the object exists, so I have to give it back. When the object doesn't exist anymore, the moment the object disappears, I owe money. So what happened at that point? What property do I own and how much do I have to pay? That's how the Rajman the Chuva sets it up very, very clearly. What is he basically saying? Let's simplify it. It ends up not being so simple. That everything depends. If when I became a shoel, I'm just like a goslin. That means object of money. So object of money. If on the other hand, that it's mishas mishich. But if it's not that way, and it's something only b'shashvura mesa, maybe the moment I can't give it back, maybe then I have one or two ways of understanding the Rashba. Maybe Shaul pays for damages. When the damage happens, that's when the chiv happens. Possibly he holds like Tosfos Dafyud Aleph Amud Aleph. Have to check. Or he says, no. Kolzman, I can hand it back in Mekayim HaShova, Mekayim HaShova. When I come Mekayim HaShova, then I have a chiv achrayus. But benkach u'benkach, what the Rashba seems to be saying in that tshuva, that a shoel is not chayiv. The money he pays has nothing to do with Hashava. And whether it has to do with Hashava or not, that depends on the Gemara in Ksubis, Mishas Mashicha, Mishas Shvura Mesa. He doesn't quote what Tosfos does. Tosfos says that problem depends on the Gemara in Baba Kama, Daf Yud Aleph from an Aleph. Rashba says, no, it depends on a different Gemara. Mirza Shembli Netta will tie the whole thing together next week.